أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما. In the previous ayat, Allah explained that because of two terrible spiritual conditions, pride, which is outwardly also, and from the heart also, a person doesn't do many good things. And if he does them, like spending in the path of Allah, he does it for name and fame. So yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains now that if they just have made that little effort and cleansed their heart of this pride and this arrogance, then they should have been in a much more better condition. So Allah says, وَمَاذَا عَلِيهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. اور کیا نقصان تھا ان کا اگر ایمان لاتے اللہ پر اور قیامت کے دن پر. And what harm should have come to them? What should they lose had they brought iman on Allah and the final day, the day of qiyamah? The words مَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ, what harm should come to them? This is like reprimanding them. Tawbih, like telling a person, how can you be so stupid? How can you be so blind? Can't you see that you should just have brought iman on Allah? Allah is so manifest that wherever you see Allah, the work of Allah, and you realize the qudrat of Allah. So what made you not bring iman on Allah? And on the final day, every day you see people are passing away. Whatever they did for this dunya, they amassed a lot of wealth, big investments, big estates they left behind, all for yeah. What did they do for akhirat? So the akhirat, the day of qiyamah, is a reality which nobody can deny. Then how is it that you did not bring iman on Allah and on the final day, the day of qiyamah? وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, or kharach karte Allah ki diye hue mein se. And what was on you? Why? What happened to you that you did not spend from that which Allah had given you? Whatever you have got, 100%, it is not your earning. Only outwardly it looks like we are earning, but it is only from Allah. Allah gives to whom He wants to, how much He wants to, where He wants to, when He wants to, how He wants to. Everything is from Allah. And then Allah asked you, 100% Allah gave you, and He asked you to spend just 2.5%. And you couldn't do that also. So how bad aren't you? So Allah has given everything, and you should spend that little bit. And when it is from Allah, and you are spending in the path of Allah, then spend it for the pleasure of Allah, not for name and fame. Don't cause injury and harm to the person you are giving. Don't remind him and don't let him feel bad. Don't belittle him. And remember above all this, how can't you bring iman when the reality is وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا, or Allah ko unke khub khabar hai, and Allah knows perfectly everything of theirs, what their intentions are, what the actions are, when and where they did what action. Allah is fully aware. So why do they still go against Allah? And Allah is fully aware, and He becomes very pleased when you do it for His pleasure. So why didn't they do all this and just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? And remember that Allah Ta'ala is such, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not make zulm on anyone in any way. It is all just for our own self, our good that we do. And when we do any wrong, it is just against ourselves. We are not harming Allah Ta'ala in the least, but nobody, everybody together cannot harm Allah. Whatever good we do, it is for our own goodness. And whatever bad we do, we will suffer the condition. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us in this ayat that bring iman on reality. Allah is the true living being who has created us, who sustains us. So bring iman on Allah. His signs are so clear everywhere. and other signs which we could not see, he sent his Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam, to teach us and spread it out to us. Then still, why didn't we bring Iman? And when we see everyone is dying, and they are all going to the hereafter, that is to the final day, then how is it that you still deny that day? And why don't you spend of everything which Allah gave you, and He's just asking you for a little bit to spend in His path? Why did you not do that? And on top of that, you know that Allah is watching everything and knows everything. The condition of your heart, why you are spending, where you are spending, everything Allah Ta'ala knows. So in the end, there is a great exhortation that we should not be neglectful of our duties, we should fulfill them correctly and for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah. Yes.